It's 2011, but you could be confused into thinking it's 2001 as this monolith stretches out of the ground here at Bletchley Park. There's a memorial, which I haven't seen before. How long has it been here, Kelsey?
It's been here, well, it was unveiled 2 weeks ago exactly today by the Queen.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty special as well. It's kind of unusual in the way it has markings and writing. And if you are very astute and sneak around the back, there's even a small message in Morse code. What's everything saying?
Well, the very secret message on the back is Morse code. And if you can keep a secret, it actually says my most secret source, which is what Churchill said to describe the work that went on here at Bletchley Park. It's 8 foot tall. It's made of Caithness stone. It was crafted by a sculptor called Charles Gurry. On the front, it has circles to represent the drums on the bomb machine, and it says, "We also served," on those drums. And that is what was actually put on the commemorative badges that was issued 2 years ago by the government for surviving veterans of Bletchley Park and its outstations. At that time, badges were not issued posthumously. So at the time of the issue, the Foreign Secretary said that there would be a public memorial to commemorate the work of the veterans of Bletchley Park and its outstations. We went to the ask the veterans, 2,000 of them, where they thought that public memorial should be, and they voted overwhelmingly that it should come here to Bletchley Park. GCHQ have funded this memorial, and we've worked very closely with GCHQ to deliver it. And it was just the ultimate moment 2 weeks ago when the Queen unveiled it.
No, it's brilliant, and it's got a lovely backdrop because everything just looks timeless almost.
Yeah, absolutely, completely. And we've already had veterans come in and spend quiet moments looking at it. So it's quite unbelievable.
And immensely proud, especially, I mean, the phrase, "We also served," reminding everybody of the job that so many could not talk about until recently.
Well, I think that's the thing. It's quite profound, isn't it, that they did this most important work and had to keep absolutely quiet about it for 30 years. It's almost, you know, some of them have six-year gaps on their CV for all those years, and they couldn't tell people that they made a huge contribution to winning the war. So, yeah, it's very, very lovely.
And a great way to be remembered. And if you're coming in by foot from the train station at Bletchley Park, it will be the first thing pretty much you see on the right. Well worth a visit, Bletchley Park in general, but come and see the memorial as well. Thanks very much. I think we're going to actually see the bomb in action now. We're having a demo.
Yeah, we're going to go inside. You'll be pleased to see it, Christian. We've also spent some money on the representation of Block B. That was funded by a guy called at Jason Gorman, who's a huge supporter of Bletchley Park. And he had Software Craftsmanship, a conference here to raise funds, and all of that money has gone to the representing the ground floor. So we'll go in and show you that now.
Lovely.